Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. TV News finds weirdo to comment on robbery. You know, sometimes you have to go with whatever's there.
Sometimes.
And here's an example of that.
I'm also known as the king of hosts of Blaza. I am like a celebrity here. Everybody know me by chick.
He's the king of Host of Blaza?
Host of Blaza.
Is that what he said?
Wasn't that a movie, Humphrey Bogart?
It's the name of the, I guess, like neighborhood that he's in.
Host of Blaza?
Blytheville or something like that.
He's the king of the Host of Blaza? Or what did he say exactly?
I'm also known as the king of Host of Blaza.
King of Host of Blaba.
The king of Host of Blaba.
Is that some kind of dance? He's like, he's the king of Host of Blaba.
That's right.
Blame it on the Host of Blaba. The dance of love. Blame it on the Host of Blaba. The dance of love.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, I can't pronounce it, for Christ's sake.
Known as the king of hosts of Blaza.
Hey, not the king of intellect.
That's literally all I hear.
Mm. You know, if I'm the victim of a robbery, can you please just get a guy that's going to stick to what we're talking about?
Right, yeah. Not a self-promoting person. Yeah.
I mean, he immediately made it about him.
He did. Yeah. He did.
Well, he's the king.
He's the king, the host of Blaza.
They probably said, all right, what's your name? Where are you from? And then we're going to have you comment on this crime.
And he said, I'm going to ramp this up.
Now, how do you not follow up? Like, I know we're on the scene of a robbery, but can you explain to me the king, a host of robbery?
Yeah. I'd be like, what the hell is that?
I'd have to follow up with that. Like, this robbery thing doesn't seem that important. Now I'm talking to the king of the host of robbery.
Exactly. This is much better story here.
What does that mean?
The king of the battle. Is there some kind of translation book for this stuff?
Fell out of the sky. Thank you, God. I was just looking for a witness or some neighborhood perspective, but I got the king of host of robbery.
Could you like point towards us? We know what the hell it is you're talking about. I have no idea.
I know what you're trying to say, for Christ's sake. What the hell is the blabber? Is that some kind of sandwich? I like sandwiches. Host of blabber sounds delicious. That looks like sauce and stuff, right? What kind of meat do you use in a host of blabber?
You know, that's the fun thing about being a news person, I guess. You think you're just going to go to a robbery and go through, you know, the regular... Let's find a witness. Let's get to a line like, hey, we never thought that would happen in this neighborhood. And then we go and we go to our next robbery scene, you know, our next accident scene. Mm. But then you run into the king of host of robbery.
I am like a celebrity here. Everybody know me by chick, 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 chick. I also do parties and stuff.
Wait.
You're a chicken machine. Chick, 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 chick.
He's everybody the king of host of lava. And he's check, 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 check.
I'm a host of Blaba. Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
Right.
Now, what does he mean by that?
No one's quite sure.
Can you back that up just a little bit?
I am like a celebrity here. Everybody know me by check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check,
check, check, check.
Everybody know me by check, check, check,
check. Is he a hockey player?
I feel like it's like Beetlejuice. If you say it enough times, he'll just pop up. I don't know.
Maybe it's like hockey. Like, plays, he checks people in hockey.
Check, 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 check.
Maybe he's Czechoslovakian.
Chick, 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 chick.
I have four friends who are Czechoslovakians. Here they are.
Chick, 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 chick.
Right.
If you just paused a little bit after the second check, 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 check.
Right.
Check, check, check.
Chick, chick,
check, check,
check, check, check,
check, check, check,
check, check, check.
Maybe it's a mic check.
Chick, chick, chick.
Testing one, two.
Check,
check, check, check.
Thank you.
Check, check, check.
Chick, chick, chick. Hello.
Oh God, these people.
Okay.
I also do parties and stuff.
You say you can kind of understand why the Domino's employee did what they did.
Well, I've never understood. Domino's have been robbed several times. Nobody never been killed. I say to the people, if you know anything about it, please contact Blaba Police Department and let them know something about it. They done been robbed plenty of times and ain't nobody got killed. They done went in and got money out of there and nothing happened. But all of a sudden on last night at the old wicked morning of the hour, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hold on.
Wicked hour to him.
Wait, what? Go back.
Nothing happened. But all of a sudden on last night at the old wicked morning of the hour.
The wicked morning of the hour?
Right, right. It's a time
did
check,
he mean
check,
wicked
check.
Hour of the morning? Maybe that's what's happening. He's
right.
taking like every third word.
Yeah.
He's speaking in code.
Right.
There's a code. To break the code, you need to move the third word back to. Okay.
Why is the king of Hosa Blaba?
Yeah, these words were shuffled around a little bit.
Right. Right. Maybe he's the host of Blava King.
Right.
Also, I think the witching hour is 3, not 2, but that's okay.
Right. Right. Well, he's king.
Oh, did he say witching?
No. He said the.
Night at the old wicked morning of
wicked.
The hour.
Wicked morning.
Wicked morning of the hour.
Yeah. Right.
Wicked hour of the morning.
The wicked morning of the hour.
Yeah. Check, 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 check.
I don't even know what to do with this guy.
No one's quite sure.
All right, go ahead.
2 o'clock in the morning, somebody get killed. 3 o'clock or whatever. And they say who it was. But
2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. Oh, he'd be a good investigator. Yeah, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Right.
Do you know where you were at 2 o'clock?
John, yeah, check, check, check.
Was, but
yeah. Go ahead.
All I'm saying, I'm happy to be on the news, you know, let y'all know that I just want justice for my cousin. And I, to the family that went on last night, rest his soul. But this your boy, Lil Perry, the King Cole, see the rep. Last night took a L, pow, bounce back.
Okay, hold it.
Wait, the guy that died is his cousin?
No.
Couldn't be, we don't know.
No.
No?
No.
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 He's like, because I feel bad for the family. So
I thought he said,
my cousin.
I want justice for my cousin.
He does.
But then.
Well, who's his cousin?
Not the person that was killed.
And I, to the family that went on last night, rest his soul. But
see, to the family that went on last night, rest his soul.
To the family right. that went on
what
last
about
night.
The cousin then?
Yeah.
Rest his soul. I thought he wanted justice here. For his cousin. But what was that whole line? After that,
the but this your boy LaPierre, the King Cole, see the rep. Last night took a L, pow, bounce back.
Guessing.
I feel like he's saying the neighborhood's been through difficult times and
right.
We always bounce back.
See? There you go. See?
Sure. This was definitely a practiced routine, though. Like, he had dance moves that went with this whole thing.
That's Blava yeah. speak, yes.
And when he said, pow, bounce back, he jumped out of frame of camera. And then the reporter's like, oh, hold on.
Yeah.
We have to still ask
yeah,
you something.
We're not done with you.
Where the hell
yet.
You going?
But this your boy LaPierre, the King Cole, see the rep. Last night took a L, pow, bounce back.
And Mr. Perry, one more question. Are you hearing who that employee at Domino's might have been?
I don't know who it was, but I'm trying to figure out who would just shoot him. If I came in your business and pulled a gun, I had to have a gun. But nowadays, they say he might have had a little fake gun or something. But if you pull a fake gun on me.
If the guy's dead,
right.
it
the
wasn't fake.
Gun wasn't fake.
No, it's right. a real one, yeah.
He was saying, though,
mix a bock and bing a bing a boom, boom.
Right. Bam, pow.
He was saying, though, that this place had been robbed before. No one had ever been shot or killed. And now, all of a sudden, there's this person that's dead.
Right.
Right.
So, like, I guess what he's saying is you don't need to have a real gun to rob this place. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, everybody
right.
knows that you could just go in there and they'll just give you the money. You don't
right.
have to kill someone.
Right,
yeah.
right, right.
All right.
So when did they bounce back?
But nowadays, they say he might have had a little fake gun or something. But if you pull a fake gun on me, I'll probably kill you, too, because I don't know.
And then just cut there.
He'll probably kill you, too, yeah.
And they'll, okay.
Right. Dip back, bang, pow. Blava speak.
Check, 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 check.
Now, if he's the king,
mm-hmm.
man.
Somebody's the queen.
That's a whole village of idiots.
Right.
Dr. Henry Lee is on the show. Good morning, sir.
Hello.
You've been in the news recently regarding a case from the 80s and evidence that you testified on. Can you run through this and explain this to us?
It's pretty simple. 30 years ago, a victim was stabbed to death in Darien. A suspect was arrested by the police because a landlord called the police, say he sent a plumber at the request of the tenant. The toilet is stuck. When the plumber removed the toilet, found 2 branded credit cards stuck in the toilet bowl. That 2 credit cards belongs to the victim.
Yeah, that immediately makes police think this guy is a suspect.
Yeah.
Upon further research, they find some sneakers. They find some stuff
right,
in the sneakers.
Right,
they
right,
say,
right.
hey, let's ask Dr. Henry Lee to take a look at these sneakers.
Yeah.
So you test them. You find that it's blood from the victim. You go to the trial. You testify. What's the problem?
The 30 years later, they said they re-examined the sneaker, did not find any blood.
Well, maybe the blood was used in the test.
Or came off.
You are smart. You are really smart. I wish everybody is smarter like you.
See?
Of course, we removed the blood, tested, consumed, used up.
This is getting a lot of attention for a lawyer that's just annoying. What's this person's explanation for the credit cards in the toilet?
Nobody explained anything to me.
All right.
You know, as a scientist, I stand behind my funding, my testimony. Whether or not the court convict the person or not, it's up to me. It's up to the jury and
right.
judge.
Right. You just go in and you talk about what you know about.
Right.
At the time.
And that's what you did, and then you left and you went and did your Henry Lee stuff.
Right.
And they did their court stuff.
30 years later, said no blood was found. Somehow they found some DNA. If no blood was found, how they found DNA?
Right.
It's kind of conflicting. I really don't know. Until I get the file, I can answer your question much better.
How long can blood last on something you can still get a sample from?
You know, once the age, if the sneaker did not preserve well, because 30 years, a lot of things can happen, the heat, humidity, storage condition. In addition, we used most of the sample, probably everything, 30 years ago. Because 30 years ago, evidence found at the scene, police collect that, they don't wear gloves. Sent to the laboratory, we examine, we don't use gloves. Because 30 years ago, no DNA yet.
Right.
Send the evidence goes to court, prosecutor, defense attorney, judges, jury, everybody look at the same piece of evidence. Nobody wear gloves. So 30 years later, you found some trace amount of DNA. You say, uh-huh, that's the real killer.
We can't have to retry every case every couple of decades based yes. on the evidence we have now still
you
available.
You are correct again. That's why all I right. made a recommendation. Any type of same future, the state should set up a committee to go through the merit of the case. If, in fact, the person is innocent, definitely let the person out. If the person just plays some loophole or slam some, you know, just beat on some scientist, then what are we going to do?
Yeah, this is trickery. I mean, you guys had the evidence. The jury made their decision. And then now, 30 years later, they're looking for it. Yeah. All right, I got it. So it was
you
a little complicated
it.
To me watching it in the news because, you know, they do
pretty
these...
Pretty straightforward, simple.
Yeah. Yeah no,
somehow they made it so complicated.
Right. Well, they do. They put you on for 30 seconds, and I need more information. So now I totally got it. I've made up my mind. I'm always on your side to begin
Thank
with.
Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you.
Except when you were testifying on behalf of OJ's defense team. I was not on your... Not on your side on that one, but every
but,
other case, I'm on your side.
You know now the truth come out. You know they have a new suspect now.
No, I didn't
they
know
do?
That.
Huh?
For OJ?
The OJ movie miniseries point the finger to his son.
Oh. Well, that was talking about his son had a problem with like a bad temper and also had knives.
Yeah, exactly. Also, the time car is written in. It's not punching. He worked in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of stuff come out, and truths will reveal. History will prove everything. I know I can live with my conscience.
Yeah.
I did not say OJ is not there. Okay? If you look at my testimony, I think two people was at the scene.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Oh. He was there when his son did the killing.
Mm. You say that I did that.
Exactly. I'm surmising. No one cares about my opinion anyway, so yes. But I'm reading between the lines with you.
Yeah, okay.
Well, thank you for coming on and clearing this one up.
Sure,
and I hope it ends right here. I feel like you've gone above and beyond with your own press conference, with charts, graphs, information,
inviting the media, letting them ask whatever they wanted to ask. I think you went way above and beyond what a scientist should do to, like, clear things up. So
I don't want they're misleading the public.
Right.
You know, the news media supposed to be informed, supposed to educate.
All right, thank Dr. you. Henry Lee, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. All thank
right.
you. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks
thank
so much.
You. What the governor is battling every day, construction workers catch a thrown baby. A cat calls the cops in New Haven. And the reason why I will never get on a stupid carnival ride, all of that. But let's start with the governor. Governor Schmovener. He said Monday he isn't giving up on tolls.
Come on.
He says he battles it every day.
Every day.
Every day.
This is him in a press conference yesterday.
And last week, the speaker said he's not confident that tolls will get through. Do you have any sense of where the tolls legislation stands?
We're having day-to-day conversations.
Day-to-day. Doesn't he seem like in 9 out of 10 press conferences, like he was just woken up from a drunken stupor?
Yes.
It doesn't even sound like
he
him.
Seems a little disheveled.
Right.
And he has that look where he doesn't know exactly where to look. And he's like, I hope they don't smell my breath.
Right, exactly. Right.
You're an Altoid. I'm having day-to-day conversations.
If listen. Someone threw me a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich right now, I'd have it.
Listen!
We're over here, sir.
Listen!
All right, go ahead.
We're having day-to-day conversations. I had more people have come into my office and tell me it's the right thing to do. I know it's much better than piling more debt on the
better?
Backs.
Of-
butch. I heard butch.
Butch better?
The right thing to do. Is he Quaker Oats guy?
It's butch better.
Drunk right now?
We have people walking into my office every day saying it's the right idea.
The right thing to do.
Yeah, it's the same person. So.
Right. Yeah.
That's Wilford,
it's you.
That's Wilford Brimley starting a commercial. It's Quaker Oats, you idiot.
Huh.
1982 reference.
Still ran the commercial today.
No, they don't. Go ahead.
Thing to do. I know it's much better than piling more debt on the backs of the taxpayers. You heard three people today mention how important transportation is.
All right.
But it's a vote that a lot of legislators
nobody
just
says,
assume they did.
Nobody says, you know, that transportation thing, overrated.
No.
Yeah.
We all agree on that.
This is like where you want to take the palm of your hand and just smash it against your forehead.
That's bad, right?
Face palm.
It's not that we don't think transportation's important.
Governor bot.
GovBot.
GovBot.
Yeah, and no, just everybody's tired of paying. It's like, yeah, you keep coming at us for money now. No, go figure it out. Now go back to your laboratory.
His laboratory?
Get some charts and graphs and, you know, your beakers and, you know.
Yes, beakers?
Graduated cylinders.
The beaker of the house?
Figure it out. Got enough money from us. I'll figure it out.
Who's a big boy?
Get back on those Bunsen burners.
I wish I was at that press conference because first I would ask, who are these people who are walking in your office every day saying this?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You'd make a press conference so much fun.
He would have to list now the people walking in his office because they're not strangers.
No, of course not.
Because well, no, a stranger can't just walk in his office.
Right. Yeah, hi, I'm Jim from Monroe.
Right.
How'd you get in here, Jim? Security!
Right.
Apparently, came through the window.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck getting into the governor's office if you're just a regular person or a business owner.
Maybe it's a cleaning lady.
It's not a billionaire that contributed.
Security's much better now.
Much better.
I've got a French maid costume if you want to dress up like a maid to get in there.
I was trying to get dressed up, aren't you?
Right.
I think just bragging about how many French maid outfits she has.
No, it's only one. I only got the
so
one.
So back to the governor.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so there he is. He's battling every day.
Yeah. Right.
But people keep walking into his office saying, good idea. Bring those tolls.
So I'm still battling on that one.
Still battling on that one.
Mm.
Still battling. Yep. Yeah, battling.
How's he battling
10
exactly?
Minutes to Wapner.
Definitely battling.
Using swords definitely or battling. Boxing, fisticuffs.
I'm an excellent governor.
So I'm still battling on that one.
Does he know what battling means?
We're having day-to-day conversations.
No, you're not. You were talking alone in a freaking diner in a car in your commercials.
J2J. We're having J2J conversations.
And follow the pen with your eyes.
This was after a decent pause, too. Like, he had time to...
Yeah. So
it's not like... Because it sounds like he was just woken up.
He was.
The tolls legislation stands.
We were having J2J conversations.
I need to find the right words here.
Oh, God.
So I'm still battling on that one.
Still battling.
Yeah.
What, on that one, you mean like a sentence?
He's a battler.
Putting a sentence together, sir, is that what you're battling on?
He's a
syllables.
Battler.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pesky things.
Who are these people walking in his office every day saying it's the right thing?
Who are these people?
See, who are these people? Keep walking in my office.
We can't actually see them. They're in his mind.
And should we believe anything he says after he said it was just going to be the tractor trailers, right?
No.
Do we believe any of this?
The big trucks and ruin our roads.
We're going to do like they do in Rhode Island.
Dennis House does a really nice job on Face the State every Sunday morning on Channel 3. And he has these political type people come in and he asks them questions and they give answers. And here is one exchange with the lieutenant governor. I think we leave the question in, right? Dennis House asked about tolls. Okay.
Of the calls to your office, where are they falling in terms of for and against tolls and emails and things like that?
Look, I think people understand that we need to fix our infrastructure, and the question is how best to do it. And the governor and I...
Doesn't answer the question.
No, it doesn't.
Where do the calls fall?
Right. And people wanting it? Because the governor has people walking in his office.
Yeah.
They're not even calling.
On a regular basis.
Walking right in. Right.
They come in every day.
Like, yeah. Like Grand Central Station over there.
I have people coming every day.
Jabba, 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 jabba. Jabba, 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 jabba. Jabba, 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 jabba. And so scatting next one. Scat, scat, jabba, jabba, jabba.
It's like Ned Latin. Instead of pig Latin, it's Ned Latin.
It's a scatting. Every day.
And then the lieutenant governor, like, hey, so people want it or not want it? What are the calls and the emails like? What are they? Everybody understands we need infrastructure. Yeah, we know we need a bridge.
Yeah, they went through
to cross a river. Like, everyone gets it.
Like Oregon Trail.
Everybody knows we need transportation. Yeah, we know we need roads.
Right.
Can you use that money you're wasting? Thank you. But then they don't get the frustration or the pushback. It's like, well, you know, one, you're not telling the truth. And two, we know you have the money. You have it. They must be hiding. It's like in a couch cushion somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a cookie jar somewhere.
Like, where did all that money go?
Behind
the
curtain.
The casino money, the lottery money.
Really,
the
lottery
registration
money.
Fee. Now I'm paying $10 per vehicle in my life to go to the parks. I never go to the parks. Right?
I mean,
did you see your registration now? It's the $10 park. Park pass. They make it sound like I just won something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like park pass.
Oh,
or
I got park pass.
Yeah.
Mm. Every J.
I don't go to the park.
Mm. I hate the park. I go to the park for Christ's sake.
So I pay $20.
I get cheap ass.
Right, because I have two cars. None of them ever go to the park.
The squirrel tried to bury me in the ground one time like a nut. I hated it.
Where's all that money go? Where's the park money going?
Yeah, where's the money, you poopy face?
Yeah.
Every J.
It's got to be. How about those people that are walking into the governor's office? Can they, like, open a couple of drawers and look for some? How about the closet? Maybe it's in the closet. Can you take a look at a closet, please?
I think it came out of the closet a long time ago.
Where's the damn money?
Where's the money, for Christ's sake?
It's like they have this giant disappearing machine, you know? It's like you put the money in, it goes. Whew. It's like they're magicians up there.
Put your money in here and we'll keep it safe.
They made our money disappear. Wow. Now make it reappear.
That's the real trick.
They don't do that part of it, though.
The amazing Netto. Now, here's your taxpayer money. Watch this. Gone.
Don't do it again. I'm going to come back.
But wait. All that money is gone, and there's Nothing to show for it.
Oh, wait.
Where'd it go?
You need more?
No, it only goes away. It doesn't come back. That's the trick.
Can you do that again, but like in reverse? Make it come back. Can you make the money come back?
I haven't figured that part out yet.
Where is it? I don't see it anywhere.
Well, no, this is how the trick goes. See, now I ask you for more money.
Okay.
More money. All right, you, AJ, $10.
$10.
Park pass. Okay. Here you, Ashley, $10. Right. Phil,
okay.
$10. All right. Okay, watch this. Thank you.
That was amazing.
This trick sucks. I want a clown.
Oh, wait. Now, can you make that come back? Yeah, exactly.
I feel like we already saw this trick.
I wanted a clown that has balloons.
How is this different?
I don't like Netto.
When you're battling with people in your own party who are like, enough is enough, yeah. Like, come on. Go back. You know, act like your head's like a chalkboard. Take an eraser
right.
And erase your brain.
Get a mind eraser. There you go.
And start all over again.
Etch-a-sketch. Shake it all around.
Shake his head.
Turn it upside down and shake it upside down.
Just shake his head. See what happens.
Get your brain and come back and see me.
I shook his head like a paint can.
That's what
like spray paint.
The governor's head.
A can of spray paint.
And then it comes out.
Oh, God, you have to get that sound.
Oh, God, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
That one's quite sure.
Yeah. Funny thing is, he was in business.
Yeah, I know.
But it was one of those fake businesses where, like, you know, your grandfather leaves you $1 zillion and you open this, like, lemonade stand.
Right. And only your relatives buy all
the like, I was a small business owner. Yeah, I saw you with the table and the pitcher of lemonade. Okay.
Yeah, lemonade sucked,
please.
By the way. It's like tinkle.
It's not like your grandfather who built this empire. It's like, yeah, you're out there selling lemonade.
Mm. Oh, he hasn't thought.
Oh, there's Ned's head.
Mm. That's the one thought bouncing around in his head.
Texas.
Thank you, Krylon. It's like a lottery machine.
It's one idea bouncing in his head.
Yep.
Put a couple in there. It'll sound better.
That's what he sounds like when he goes jogging if you put a microphone up to his head.
Oh, the car stopped really fast.
Wow, the brakes of this car really good.
Yeah.
If he was a can of spray paint, what color do you think he would be?
Black.
Beige. Bland, boring beige.
Like his heart.
What color do they use for a test pattern? It's like this gray.
Right.
It's just like gray.
It's all gray matter, yes.
Yeah.
All it's missing is a little sound.
Yeah. Well, nice work, Governor.
Yeah, that's what you
do. All right, let's talk. Oh, man, we're out of time. We had so much fun with that one.
Pinkin.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm.
Let's see. I got to pick one of three now.
Uh-oh. Listen to your heart.
Let's go with the construction workers. These are badass guys. They catch a baby thrown from a burning building.
A baby thrown from the building.
Brothers Mason and Germain are being hailed.
Hail!
That was the southern way of saying hailed.
Oh, hail.
They're being hailed as heroes in Albuquerque after they caught two children dropped from the window of a burning apartment. Here's Mason explaining what happened.
We saw him hanging out the window with his baby, two-month-old baby. Dropped her, I caught her. Then they bring out another little boy, two or three years old. And then we caught him as well. We had each other's back, and it was just an all-in thing.
Then the guy dropped his TV set, then the guy dropped his oven, then the guy dropped his couch.
Here's my hair dryer.
Here's my parking lot.
Oh, the baby.
Yeah, you don't miss that one.
You know, I'm not really a jock, but, you know, when you're playing baseball, you're out in the field.
Yeah.
And the game is close. You're like, oh, just don't hit it to me.
Right.
Yeah.
I was that person. Like, just don't hit it to me. All right. Because I don't want to be that person who, you know, I get it, and then I throw it to first, and it, like, goes, like, five feet left.
Miss it, yeah.
Or way over the head.
Yeah, it goes in the stands or the street.
So when that baby's coming out the window, I'm like, oh, man, come on. Mm. You know, no one has a trampoline around here.
Exactly right. You're losing the sun. Yeah. Nah, damn it.
Yeah. Nice job. We have a NASA scientist on. We'll ask her about woodchucks in a second. But first, we want to talk about Apollo 11. It's the 50th anniversary.
50 years.
Yep.
I remember seeing that on TV.
You want to put her on hold or... Are being patched in.
It's all very scientific.
Very
over there,
official.
Right?
I mean, you have rocket scientists and
yep.
make a phone call.
She's actually wearing a spacesuit right now. She really is. Yep.
She's calling from the space
she's
station.
Walking like, she's walking weightless right now. Dwing, dwing, dwing,
takes her longer to get to the phone.
Exactly. Right. She's flying in the air right now, like floating.
It's funny. Only a rocket scientist who could put a person on the moon would make a phone call complicated.
Yes.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey. Good morning. Great
good morning.
Here.
Wow.
Thank you for coming on. It's Michelle Faller, NASA scientist and astronomer, calling in to talk about the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11. Tell me what the hardest part was when you went from the idea of, hey, let's put a man on the moon to getting there. What was the biggest hurdle?
Well, you're talking to somebody who wasn't born then, so I'm not sure I could actually tell you what the biggest hurdle was. I mean, it's something that was incredibly inspiring that this thing was done basically with slide rules, right? I mean, before the advent of anything that we would really call a computer. And, you know, this was done by hand. You know, there were the mathematicians that were calculating the trajectories. There was the sort of technology that had never been developed to actually have people living in, you know, somewhere with no air, no resources. So, you know, from start to finish, this was absolutely audacious. I mean, it was one of the greatest accomplishments of humanity.
I heard one of the things that came from the NASA Apollo program was the invention of the computer, because
that's right.
You
right.
couldn't figure out right. all of these math equations so quickly, so they invented something that could.
See that?
Well, yeah. I mean, so some of the earliest computers started around about World War II. And they were actually calculating trajectories, much like what was going to be used, you know, how you get something up and down. In the case of World War II, for you know more weapons. But that's when you had sort of these first giant UNIVAC room-sized, like small building-sized computers. But then when the space program came along, the whole idea was how do you have a small computer that you could actually launch up onto a spacecraft that you know, wasn't the size of an entire control room. And so when you think about all these personal devices these days, you know the laptops, you know. Your cell phone, your iPad, all of these things, their origins are in the Apollo program.
How tall was that Apollo 11 rocket?
Oh, it was tall. And yeah, I don't know exactly. I mean, one of the things I'm looking forward to this weekend is...
I could answer some of these questions.
Yes. Well, so,
I don't need you. Oh, yes. That was tall.
Right. I'm going to say several stories on that one. Yeah.
That's funny.
They're going to be projecting it on the Washington Monument this weekend.
Oh,
and
that's one of
the
cool.
So that's I'm really okay. looking forward to it.
How much did it cost to build a rocket at that time?
So you're talking to a scientist. I actually don't know much about the budget of Apollo. I can tell you about things like the lunar samples and the science they returned, but I actually don't have any specific information about cost and size of rockets and things like that. That's just not me.
Gotcha.
Oh, all right. So if you were me, what question would you ask you to get an interesting answer?
Well, how about why do we want to go back to the moon and what was interesting about it in the first place?
Why do we want to go back to the moon?
So the Apollo samples to me as a scientist just changed everything. Because they were nothing like what we expected. The moon has had this long history. You can see all those craters up there. It doesn't have the things that change the surface of the Earth, like plate tectonics and oceans and wind and all of the erosion that kind of changes us all the time. And when we brought back these hundreds of pounds of rock, there was an incredible story. And the story was that the moon had formed, we now think, when another planet hit the Earth billions of years ago. And this totally changed the way we think of our solar system. I mean, we now think of the history of the solar system in terms of planets moving around and hitting each other. And we see this happening today around other stars, planets that are actually up there in the sky around other stars. We see them hitting each other and forming things like the moon. And so, you know, to me as a scientist, and I wasn't born when the moon landing happened.
You've said that three times now.
So that's the thing. I mean, it changed everything. Nothing was the same after Apollo.
Right. You said they brought back hundreds of pounds of rocks?
It was on the order of that, yeah.
Okay. And they brought that back in the Apollo capsule?
That's right.
That's how it fell so fast.
Yeah, because that's pretty sick when you think about the size of that Apollo capsule. I don't know if you've ever looked inside one.
Yeah.
It's you could barely fit two humans in it.
Yeah.
And so they're in there.
Right.
Right?
You're
with hundreds of pounds of rocks.
Right.
And that to me was really... This is just like wild, wild west cowboy stuff.
It was,
let's put some guys on top of this like mile-high rocket, blast it off into space.
Right.
It comes apart as it's going.
Yeah.
And then it... Then we're going to get out, and we're going to go down and land on the moon. We'll
right.
drill a hole. We'll put a flag.
Right.
We'll drive around in our little cart. Then we'll go back, and we'll get back in that thing.
Right.
And then we're going to come back to Earth. That capsule's going to go through the atmosphere, pretty much catch on fire.
Yes, it is.
It's going to come back blackened, burnt,
right.
coming in.
Exactly.
It's going to come down so fast. Now, I can't tell you where it's going to land, boss.
Right.
But... We're pretty sure it's going to land in the water, so we'll put a parachute on it.
Right.
Hopefully the parachute doesn't burn as it's going through the atmosphere.
Oh, they're going to hit the ground really hard, or the water really hard.
And then we'll just have a couple Navy ships out in the ocean where we think they're going to land.
Right.
And then they're going to come, and they're going to land in the ocean, and we're going to pick them up in a boat.
Before they drown.
Imagine explaining that to someone. Like, yeah we're going to do all this stuff.
Now, who wants to sign up? Not me, man. I'm
but
good.
But wait. You guys... We're going to put a couple hundred pounds of rocks in the capsule with you because we want to test them.
We want it to go really fast as it heads down. We're testing
really?
Gravity. Yeah.
Okay, then.
Which makes me wonder that...
Sign me up!
You were saying that like there's no like erosion and whatnot on the moon. Would that moon buggy still work today if they tried to start it back up again?
The battery probably won't work.
If they like brought a battery?
Yeah.
I think it would. If they brought the battery, I think it would. You know, and you talk about the moon rocks. I remember one of the challenges of Apollo 13 was when it was landing, it was supposed to have rocks, and they'd calculated the mass that way. And because they didn't, they never made it to the surface of the moon. They actually had to change some of the trajectory. It was one of the reasons they were a little bit off where they should have been. So, yeah.
Holy crap.
They realized that the mass was different because there were supposed to be the rocks. Yes.
Wow. Huh. What about this Mars stuff? Anything come back from Mars that you're interested in?
Well, I mean, so we're getting ready to launch the next Mars rover, Mars 2020, in 2020, as you might think. But the Mars Curiosity rover that we have up there right now, again, just fascinating stuff. So we found out that we landed in a crater that used to be a freshwater lake. So, I mean, not just was Mars wet, but it actually had fresh water on it. And there probably were global oceans. I mean, it was much more Earth-like. So the rover proved that something really kind of bad happened to Mars over the last few billion years.
They have people over there?
Yeah, they found a fishing boat.
Still trying to catch fish. That's right. And now, you probably, you know, that's a great question. I mean, so when Mars was wetter and warmer like the Earth, did life have a chance to get started? You know, was there ever life on Mars? This is one of the things we're trying to answer now. And actually, the next rover is going to do a lot of things to sort of experiment how we might send people there. You know, can you actually do things like, you know, create rocket fuel from what's available on Mars, the water under the soil, the minerals on Mars? You know, can you actually have a sustained human presence and use what's there?
Right.
We used to make fun of Star Trek when it first came on television because some of the stuff was so ridiculous. But now, like the 3D printer, they had on the Next Generation, the replicator.
Yeah.
Now we have the 3D printer and, of course, the communicator. And that was funny. And now we get the cell phone.
The cell phones
are even nicer than what they had on the Star Trek. Yeah. Is there any technology in science fiction that you would like to use for a trip to Mars, like warp speed or whatever?
Well, warp speed sure would make everything easier, wouldn't it? It's a long trip. I mean, currently we really don't know how to get to Mars in anything less than, you know, somewhere between 4 to 6 months. So, I mean,
wow.
And that's a real problem because, you know, the thing about the moon is it's close enough. It's a 3-day journey. So if something goes wrong, if they think there's some kind of danger, you basically hop in your lifeboat and you come home. And for Mars, I mean, most of the time, Mars being another planet is like on the other side of the sun from us. So there's no way you can get there until the two planets are lined up properly again. So when people go to Mars, they will be on their own. And they will have to live for a long time without any help from the Earth.
Mm. Did you see any of these Mars movies with Matt Damon or the other one? Did you think that they were good or like ridiculous?
No, I definitely saw the one with Matt Damon, and in fact, the person who wrote that book, Andy Weir, worked with NASA a lot about how you might have a mission to Mars, how that might work. You know, one of the things he talked about was, you know, obviously the drama is set up by this giant dust storm that actually is threatening to blow over their rocket, and so they do an emergency launch and they leave Matt Damon behind. But on Mars there are global dust storms. In fact, you know, that was actually the end of one of our 14-year-old rovers finally got done in by a dust storm. But the Martian atmosphere is so thin, it only has like 1% the thickness of the Earth's atmosphere, that it would be like walking around in a cloud. Oh. You'd never feel it. So there were things that weren't accurate, but he tried as hard as he could to make things accurate when they could be.
When you go back to the moon, because I thought AJ had an excellent question, are you going to try to fire up that rover?
I would love that. I mean, it's one of these things where, you know, to actually stand where the original astronauts stood, yeah, you know, to see what's still there.
The footprints, you know, are still there, right? Like, everything is, yes, still there.
And low miles, too.
So this is something you can actually download images of. We have a satellite that orbits the moon called the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, and it's taken a picture of every square foot of the moon. And you can see the landers, you can see the shadows of the flags, you can see the footprints. I mean, they're basically these dark lines where you can watch where the astronauts walked back and forth and kicked up the soil. You can see that for all of the Apollo missions.
That famous Armstrong quote, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That's right.
That he meant to say one small step for a man.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He flubbled.
Well, yes, he did.
Well, yeah, he didn't flubble. Flubble is a combination of a couple of different things. He just left out A.
Right.
It still sounds awfully poetic to me. And, you know, I think that one of the things I'm looking forward to is you know, I hope the next person that puts their foot on the moon is a woman. And so it's not just mankind anymore.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. I'm happy that he didn't screw that all up. Like, you know, because once you miss a word and I'm like, all right, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
One small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. You get out there. That's one small step for man. Amen. Right.
I'm going to start over.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me start over.
Yeah.
Just go with it.
Roger.
Yep. Just go with it, Neil. Yep.
Yeah, he did the right thing. Just keep going. Act like there was no mistake.
Luckily, he didn't fall. Go, ah, damn it! You know, like.
And again, they're doing so much math just to make sure that they survive everything that they do.
Yeah.
So when he finally gets down, it's like, yeah, this is less important than I thought it was when I first took off.
The next guy's going to yell, Budweiser!
No, it would have been funny if he got out there and the first thing he said was, oh my God, what is that?
Just kidding.
Okay, none of this is funny to Michelle. But
no, apparently not. No.
We understand.
Yes.
Thank you, Michelle, for coming on. And thank you for everything you and everyone with NASA has done for humanity.
Well, thanks a lot. And you guys have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Can't get off the phone fast enough.
No.
Rocketologist.
It's funny. We go from Dr. Henry Lee saying I'm smart to this one saying, well.
Yep. Give me an argument later on.
Not so much. Hey, back to Trapper Don.
Good day.
Hey, Trapper Don.
I'm back.
Been here all day.
Hello.
Apparently we trapped him today.
Yeah.
Derek.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
I got a problem with geese, Philip.
Right, you're on with the whole show, Derek.
Right, yeah.
I got a problem with geese, Philip.
Yeah.
I was stuck in traffic, and a whole, like, 27 of them were crossing in front of my truck yesterday in Waterbury.
Yeah. No, they're jerks. They have wings, but they won't fly.
They won't fly. I was thinking of you the whole time.
All right. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you, buddy.
Good to know.
What's the deal with geese?
What do you
do if they invade your pond, Don?
If they invade the pond, there's really not much you can do. You can try scare tactics. There is one company in Connecticut that does specialize in, I don't want to say removal, it's goose harassment. Okay, I don't do it. It takes too much time.
You got to play their own game right back at them.
Yeah, pretty much.
How do you harass a goose?
All you got to do is just tax them to be out of here.
You got to fight fire with fire, as they say.
The company has border collies.
We had one of those guys on.
Right.
Yeah.
They also have that sound machine, right?
Yeah, that could work.
Doesn't really work.
It's some small, like, fireworks and stuff, you know. Some guys use those, but the geese will come back.
Yeah. It's funny because in Milford, they put, like, the silhouette of, like, a coyote or something like that would move back and forth the wind.
Don't scare me.
I went past it. They're all, like, hanging out around it.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
No. It was hilarious.
Patty and Meriden.
Hello.
Hey, hi, Patty.
You're on.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good.
We're just dandy.
Good morning, Patty. How are you?
Good, Don. I just wanted to tell these guys about the great raccoon you got in my yard.
The great raccoon.
The great raccoon.
Huge.
He comes around like once a year and brings presents to kids.
They do.
Yeah.
They're harassing.
Linus swinging from the pumpkin patch.
The great raccoon's coming. The great raccoon's coming. Oh, my God.
They're cute little human hands. Little human hands that they use to eat in garbage.
They can hold a pretzel.
I know it sounds like everyone here is drunk, but we're
sorry,
not.
That was my fault. No, they just have
we're not.
There's no air in here.
Talking on top of each other, not listening to one another, just laughing at everything. But seriously, we're not drunk.
So what's up with your raccoons these days, Patty?
You held for like an hour. Did you have a story, or what did you want to say?
No, I just wanted to say that Trapper Don got the big raccoon, and when he took that one away, the next day I woke up and the garbage was all over the yard, so I called him up and asked, what are the chances that there's more? And apparently there's a family of them living in my bushes.
Actually, it was Don who did it.
I like the way she said
it. I wouldn't doubt it.
She paused and she said, in my bushes.
She is good looking, so I
there's a family of them living in my bushes.
I gave Don a cookie wash in the water first.
You know, there's a big giant raccoon in my bushes.
Again, that's Don.
Well, what happened was she actually called me. Her son ordered a trap off eBay. And she says, my son can't catch this raccoon. But when I went there, her son had caught the raccoon, but the raccoon ripped the trap apart and escaped.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had a set, you know, professional trap. And I caught it the first night, didn't I, Patty?
Yes, you did.
God, I'm good. Yeah.
And modest.
God, I'm good.
Yeah.
It was in my bushes.
So big. This raccoon's so big that it actually stands on its back legs and lifts the cover off my garbage pail.
Wow.
Get out!
Little person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like an Arnold one.
Get out!
I'm the Arnold raccoon. Where are you?
How big is that?
It could be a good 15, 16 pounder. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. 15, 16 pounds. How tall is that?
2.5. Yeah, 2 feet. They can stretch. They, you know, they have raccoons do have long legs. So
I'm 230.
When they stretch up, they can stretch pretty high, and they'll pop those lids right off.
With one arm, I do it. Look at the way I eat.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
Poor Patty's got to clean up her garbage like once a week.
Again, that was Don.
And did you, what do you do with that besides make a giant hat?
With the raccoon?
Yeah.
Is there meat
make
in there?
A giant. Oh, yeah, they're very vicious. Yeah, make a hat out of them. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, you can't eat them.
Yeah. You can't eat them?
You can eat the raccoons, but with the rabies going around, I wouldn't.
Oh.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're knocking garbage cans over all the time. You're freezing in headlights.
Yeah.
Don did say he was washed after getting sprayed in the face by a skunk. His mouth was foaming.
True, yeah. Right.
Maybe he had too many raccoons.
And you let him in here.
But they're like the beaver, but for different reasons. There is no relocation on skunks and raccoons in Connecticut because of rabies. They must be put down also. If I remove them off your property, they must be put down.
Did I go into a farm someplace?
Nope.
I also like going to a farm someplace.
You're dropping them off somewhere?
Where they can run around, be free, and be happy.
Right. Ah, yeah, Disneyland.
You're lying to me!
So, all right, Patty, thank you for holding. I appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Patty.
It turned out to be worth every second.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Pumpkin Pom was just showing you a video. Was that a raccoon or a squirrel in her
baby squirrel
baby squirrel
baby squirrel in the palm of your hand?
Yep.
Was there any chance that that squirrel had rabies?
Last I knew there was only 2 squirrels that ever had rabies in Connecticut. They're not on the rabies vector species list.
Oh, okay.
And one was in the late 50s and I think one was late 90s when a big rabies thing was coming through. You know, he could have, but I don't know, not when he was eating and stuff. No, he was just a young baby.
You know what they say?
She showed me the video of. He was cool.
Baby's got no rabies.
He was crawling around on me. He was cute. He didn't
Where did
bite
you
me.
Find him?
He was in my tree right in my backyard. I saw him and I grabbed some bird food because that was the first thing I saw. And he jumped on it and then jumped on me and I made a little friend.
So you rubbed your scent all over a baby squirrel and now he's going to be abandoned by its mother.
Right.
And it's just going to die in that tree alone and afraid.
You hear some knocking on the door.
That's so sad, Phil.
Yeah, that was that's how nature works.
Help me. Help me.
That's right.
I don't like the rules.
I would have kept him.
Was it furry or was it naked?
Furry.
Oh, we found, Eric and I found 4 little baby squirrels. They were so, like, brand new. They were naked. They didn't even have any fur on them yet.
Yeah, they're ugly
so brand
when they're
new.
That small.
I'll show you the
they're
video.
They're ugly.
Oh, well, the mother was dead under a ladder on the bottom of the shed. So we had
the mother painting a house.
See, and I always thought the walking under a ladder thing was yes.
It was an OSHA thing. OSHA.
The mother's like, why climb a tree when I could just climb up this?
That's why.
We had to put them in a cardboard box with a sock full of rice that we put in the microwave. Keep them warm.
What'd you make, bear? What'd you make, squirrel soup?
This is a true story.
And still better than Weight Watchers meals.
It's a true story.
Do you put a little smiley face on the sock?
What, you warmed rice up?
So we called them. We found them because we were cleaning out the shed, and they were brand new, and they scream bloody murder when they're cold. So we took them out of the moving blanket because the mom had made a nest in the moving blanket, and they started screaming. So we called these vets, and we tried to track down these wildlife conservators, and they said you fill a sock with rice and put it in the microwave to like make it warm, and then you put it in the blanket with all of them. So we picked up the blanket and put it in a box, and we're calling. We don't know what to do. It's a Sunday, and we found out that not too far from us there was a like wildlife convention, and everybody brought their squirrels in a box together. I have pictures, and so we just we brought our box with squirrels, and we were like, "Here you go
again."
They're training squirrels like baseball cards.
Again, I should point out. I should point out we never did drug testing on her.
You always say that. It's a true story.
Can you listen to yourself?
We brought four naked squirrels, and we brought them in a box. Other people that had squirrels in the box, and they took our squirrels.
We left with one of each. We got a red one, a black one, a flying one, and a regular one.
No, they took ours. I didn't want any of those.
All right, we got to get Don back on the schedule. We just scratched the surface here.
Yeah, really?
With him.
The squirrel surface.
I have pictures.
Trapper Don, owner of D&D Wildlife. We're linked up at WPLR.com. You'll go anywhere in Connecticut, right?
Yeah,
pretty
much. You
trap anything?
I do mostly New Haven County, you know, down a little bit up in Middlesex County and stuff, a little bit over towards.
He'll go anywhere if the price is right.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Trap the governor.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.